Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Success with cool season vegetables all winter long in low tunnels with no heat. That's what Pike County's Kathy Raymeyer experienced even as we suffered through last winter's polar vortex.
And the vegetables came through remarkably well, and so well that I feel pretty confident that really any kind of winter that hits us, that production of vegetables through the winter is possible in them.
Low tunnels are basically mini greenhouses covering plant beds roughly 5 by 40 feet. They stand about 5 feet high with a polyethylene row cover on top. She provides fresh produce for her family with plenty more to sell on the side, marketing through social media.
Last year, every time I posted an offering, it immediately sold out within about 30 minutes to an hour. So there's obviously a big demand for fresh and local produce.
This year, she started a CSA, contracting with customers to buy her crops January through April. And she says there's more variety than you might think.
Cabbage and Brussels sprouts and kale, of course, but also a number of root crops like carrots, beets, turnips, a number of leafy greens, Asian mustards and Asian cabbages, even lettuce can make it through, radicchio, endive. So there's really quite a bit of variety of things that can be grown.
Low tunnel materials run under $200. They can be used on fairly hilly ground for family use or for supplemental income. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Mitch from Mitchell.
Growing corn takes a lot of water, right?
87% of America's corn crop depends only on rainfall. Of all the water used to irrigate crops, vegetables, and lawns, corn production uses just 7%. Portia from Portland.
That's still a lot of water, isn't it?
On a per-acre basis, more water, fertilizer, and chemicals are used on a typical golf course. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
In her day job, Kathy Raymeyer teaches at the Kentucky College of Osteopathic Medicine, housed at the University of Pikeville. She's also been mentoring students at Pikeville Elementary, where from 4 raised beds, they've been serving their produce at school.
They've already fed them kale salad earlier in the year, the whole school, some broccoli out of the school garden, and just yesterday I was there and they fed the school coleslaw from cabbages and carrots.
Timing is the trick, planting so that crops are almost at peak maturity in mid-November.
You essentially get the crops started in the late summer and early fall. You cover them and pretty much that's it. They hold in the field over the wintertime. There's very little actual in-field time that you have to spend.
You can see your crops and low tunnels online at motherofahubbard.com. That's motherofahubbard.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.